let's all say amen.
Amen.
And it's good to see everyone that was able to come back and worship with us in the building on this afternoon. Amen. I want to share to you that always we want to be mindful of Acts chapter 2, verse 42 and 47, that our coming together is to worship God in spirit and in truth. We talked about in verse 42, it talks about those 42 and 47, the five acts of worship that we're to participate in. And having said that, I want to thank all our brothers that served on this morning as well as on this afternoon. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to get into my word on this afternoon in Luke chapter number 1. Luke, the first chapter. So we'll be walking through this chapter from the subject title, thank you, my brother, just remind us that generally my afternoon message connects with the morning message. So on this morning, we talked about we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So we want to look from the Word of God and look at where the Bible says, and they were both righteous before God. So we want to talk about a living righteous, but also what is involved in being righteous, and see from the text that we have, the two that we look at that the Bible refers to as being righteous that was read in our hearing, and then the message will be yours that can bless you from the Word of God. So in verse number 5 that was read in your hearing, the Bible reads, "There were in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both," that's my title, "they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blameless." The Bible says, "And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both were now well stricken in years." And so we wanted to understand that when those that were barren in that time period, that was considered disgraceful among some people, for you to not be able to have a child. So that was one thing that we want to understand, that even though you're righteous, you may have situations in your life that may be looked upon in a disgraceful manner by other people. I have things going on in my life. I have situations in my life. Understand this. The Bible says that Elizabeth was not able to have a child. And the Bible says it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom, verse number 9, of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. So it came up to Zacharias. It was his turn now. When it says his lot, it was his turn now to burn incense in the temple of the Lord. The Bible says, "And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him." What we learn from that is that even though you are righteous, you can be caught being fearful. Amen? Yeah, things can happen in your life that can bring about fear in you, even though you are living righteously. Yeah, things can happen in our lives that can cause us, as we see in Zechariah, the Bible says, fear came upon him, but the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zechariah.
That's right.
For thy prayer is heard, and thy wife, Elizabeth, shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." So we see also that we find that when one is righteous, God hears your prayer. And know the result of when God hears our prayer. The Bible says in verse 14, "And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth." So when God, you know, sometimes when we pray to God and God hears our prayer, and God graciously answers our prayer. Our mindset, our attitude ought to be like Zechariah. It should bring joy and gladness, the fact that God answered our prayers. And then we are going down about verse number 18. We see that he had prayed to God, and his prayer was, Lord, you know my situation. You know what's going on. You know my wife is unable. She's barren. She can't have a child. And so he prayed to God. And that's what I want to say to all of us. When we're going through things, prayer to God. We don't need miracles, signs, and wonder. We have the ability to pray to God. He prayed to God. God, allow my wife to bear a child. And the angel told him, your wife's going to bear a child. Mm-hmm. And you're going to name that child John. Mm-hmm. And then in verse 18, the Bible says, and Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? I am an old man. Make sure I'm missing that. For, he said, I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. So sometimes, don't us, as Zechariah did, you can look at yourself and look at your situation and think there's no way it's going to happen. You know, there's no way God going to do it. How can God bless me when I'm well stricken in years? I'm old. My wife is old. How? Don't underestimate what God going to say. We'll see that in the text. That Gabriel told him, said, understand this here. I stand in the presence of God. God sent me to show to you these glad tidings. The Bible says, and behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. See, sometimes, be careful, that when we pray to God and we ask God about things, we don't get a mindset, I believe what is written. John said in his letter, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ. We have to believe what's in the Bible. That's our trust. That's our security. We believe the words in the Bible. And what Gabriel told Zechariah, because you did not believe my words, I'm going to shut up your mouth. I'm going to shut you up. But know what the Bible says in verse number 23. The Bible says, and it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me and took away my reproach among men. Two things we find in those verses, 23 through 25. One thing we find, even when things are going not your way, God dumbed him up and shut up his mouth, but it didn't stop him from serving the Lord. See, sometimes when things happen in our lives that are not for our betterment, if we're not careful, we'll stop serving and worshiping God. But the Bible tells us in verse 23, even though God shut his mouth up, made him dumb, he continued to do those things. And I want to say to us as an encouragement, when things are not going well in your life, still do those things that you need to do, especially those things that God has commanded us to do. Amen? Amen. And then the Bible says that his wife conceived, verse number 24, and she hid herself for 5 months. And then the Bible says, she said, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days when he looked upon me. Notice what God did. God took away the reproach. Understand this here. Even though you're a Christian sometimes, people going to talk about you. Yeah, they talked about her. You know, Elizabeth, she can't have no child. She can't get pregnant. She can't get this here. And sometimes you have to live with that stuff. Sometimes people will talk about you, and you have to live with the fact that my child may not be doing as well as other people's children, or my situation not be as good as other people's children. People going to talk. Yep. You can't control what people going to say. Right. But again, what the Bible tells her, she said that the Lord looked upon me and took away my reproach. So in those situations when things are not going well for me, I still want to trust in God, knowing that God is looking down on my situation. And God can remedy it whenever he wants to. Yeah. So the Bible says in verse number 37. Look what the Bible says. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
That's it.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, when you're righteous and when you're doing that which is right, and even though we have trials in our lives, I may not have the things I want, I can't do the things I want, or there are things because of my health I'm not able to do. Understand this, we got to remember that Luke penned, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. The word impossible means unable to happen, or unable to be done, and not to happen. Understand, when I pray to God, I know that God is able. Yeah, nothing is too hard to God. But now again, sometime when we pray to God, we also have to condition ourselves that God can say yes, God can say no, and God can say wait. Yeah, God can say that. But the thing I understand from the lesson tonight is that nothing is impossible with God. And so as we move to a close in verse number 62, as we look at that chapter to look at what righteous mean, the Bible says in verse number 62, and they made signs to his father how he would call him. In other words, they went to John. John couldn't talk. Remember, God shut up his mouth. And the kindred, the verse says 61, they came to him and they said, John, what you going to name this boy? What you going to name him? And the Bible says in verse 63, and he asked for a writing table and he wrote his name, saying his name is John. And they marveled at what he said. See, also, in being righteous, I have to learn to do what God said to do. Yeah, God told Zechariah, you're going to name this child John. That's what he told him. His name, verse number 13, his name shall be John. And so when he wrote down there that his name going to be John, all the kin folks said, wait a minute, why you going to name this kid John? Watch what it says. And after that, they was amazed. Why you going to name him John? Why you not going to name him after you? Zechariah number 2, Zechariah Jr. Zechariah said, I'm going to listen to the Lord.
There you go.
I'm saying to all of us, when we're going through stuff, when you are righteous, I said this morning, the word righteous means to do that which is just and right in the sight of God. And the Bible says, and his mouth was opened immediately. See, sometimes God would do this, or can do this. God can sometimes hold our blessings till we do what we're supposed to do. Yeah, God can hold, God got something for you, but I want to see you do right first. I need to see you to be obedient first, and then I'm going to bless you with something. The Bible said, notice, as soon as he did what God said do, notice what the Bible said, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake, and notice what he did, he praised God. Yeah, so when we're going through stuff, and God, sometimes we pray to God and we want God to do something for us. Sometimes God can wait to see what we're going to do. Not that God doesn't know what we're going to do, but God let us show ourselves. Let me say that. Yeah, because God already know what we're going to do. Yeah, but God allows us to show ourselves. Sometimes we need to show ourselves that I have faith in God, or I trust in God. Or you know what? And sometimes we got to admit ourselves when we fail God. Yeah, that's even though I'm righteous, I can fear God. I can not do the things. I'm trying to live right, but I cannot do the things that God has commanded me to do. And so we find in the text that Zechariah, once he obeyed God, God immediately opened his mouth, and guess what he did? He praised God. Yeah. And then we find in verse number 77, as I close, what we talked about this morning. The Bible says, I'll start at verse number 76 so we can see it. And he said, "And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way." They was telling them, you're going to raise a child. His name going to be John the Baptist. Yeah, that's what his name going to be. And John the Baptist is going to go before the Most High. He's going to go before Jesus. And what he's going to do, he's going to prepare the way for the Lord to come. And note what he says. He's going to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us. So what he was telling him, and he said in verse 8 as I close, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel." So we find from the text on this afternoon the fact that even though we're righteous, we can have challenges, we can have issues in life, but understand this here, even though I'm going through things, we want to know, as Zechariah did, always go to God in prayer. Yeah, go to God in prayer and trust God. God is going to always do what's best for us. Yeah, we may not agree with it, but God is going to do what's best for us. In those times, as Zechariah did, because of his situation, praying to God, God heard his prayer. Why? Because he lived right. When we live right, we know that God hears our prayer and God does answer prayer. And then when God answers prayer, we ought to have, as he did, he had joy and he had gladness because God has answered his prayer. If you're here on this evening, we may have someone that's here, even though we have those that are come back. We want to look in Luke chapter 24 as I close, in the book that I'm in. In Luke 24, the Bible teaches us, maybe someone here haven't obeyed the Lord. In Luke 24, and verse number 46, the Bible says when Jesus began to speak to those two men that was walking, when he opened up their understanding, he said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day." That's the gospel indeed, that Jesus Christ died for our sin. The word behoove means it was necessary for Christ to suffer on the cross. He died on the cross. He was raised again the third day. And what Jesus told him, that fact that you know now, he said, go to the other people. He said, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So we know for one to become a Christian, you one have to hear the gospel. You have to believe the gospel. You have to repent of your sins. It says that in the text. And we confess that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the only way we receive remission of sin is when one is water baptized. One must hear the gospel, believe the gospel, repent of their sins, and be baptized for the remission of those sins. However, one must confess Christ to be the Son of God before being baptized. If someone today would like to respond to the gospel message, we bid you to come, and together we sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to its spring. 'Tis a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all free.